Students and faculty received a campus alert via the school website, social media, text message, and email around 7 a.m. announcing the lockdown. Students on campus were asked to stay in their rooms and remain quiet. Around 8:30, Saratoga Springs police located Shane Harding on the campus near a trail heading into Skidmore's North Woods. Police took the suspect into custody without incident. A press conference at State Police Headquarters in Latham followed around 11 o'clock. State Police Captain Scott Coburn said Harding had been sought for kidnapping and a sexual assault that occurred Tuesday. Speaking on WNYT, Coburn said Harding, who had been living in Skodak on parole since January, had forced a female acquaintance to drive him over state lines to Hancock, Massachusetts, where he raped her.
Initially, she's willingly driving a vehicle and taking him where he wants to go. At some point, he produces a weapon, threatens to kill her if she does not comply with his demands and drive where he wants her to go.
Harding then allegedly forced the victim to drive him back to North Greenbush. Police said another person then dropped the suspect off in Saratoga Springs. The lockdown went into effect after it was reported that he was dropped off on or near the college. Though they were back in session by 11:15, students and faculty were asked to stay out of the North Woods. The public is asked to report any suspicious items as possible evidence. The college scheduled a forum for 5 p.m. Wednesday to allow students to discuss a distressing situation. Skidmore's Executive Director of Communications, Dan Forbush.
The police are still searching for evidence. There is still a police presence here, and we just want to be available to students to answer questions they have and to discuss our emergency procedures.
On campus Wednesday afternoon, freshman Ian Kuttner said he hadn't checked his email earlier that morning during the lockdown and was informed by another student.
So I kind of just went outside and tried to go about my morning thing, but there was a girl trying to get in, and she said, you know, there's a lockdown going on, right? And I said, no. And then I just went back to my room.
Kuttner then told his roommate, Nick DePalma, about the lockdown.
So I heard him going on about something about the lockdown this morning while I was half asleep. But I didn't have class until 12:20, so I just kind of slept through it.
Kuttner said after today's manhunt, he will be signing up for future alerts.
Yeah, after that, I signed up for the text message alert, so that since I frequently don't check my email.
Harding had been on parole for a 2008 conviction of raping a 17-year-old woman. In February 2008, Harding was shot by police after a car chase before being apprehended. Police said Harding removed his ankle bracelet monitor before his alleged crimes Tuesday, but many of the other details remain under investigation. Lucas Willard, WAMC News.